Welcome back to the Inn at the End, friends. Our troopers are already at their table, getting underway. Why don't you go join them? I'll bring you a drink.
Welcome to the Inn at the End, the Inn's number one D&D Let's Play show. I'm your host, your DM, Alex. With me is...
Dash as Valen.
Caleb as Simon.
Milo as Ace.
Red as Ben.
And last we left, the boys of Quilton Bay, they were headed back to Quilton Bay. After escaping from the Dresky warehouse with catching up with Ghoul and making camp outside of Old Man Jenkins' place.
Oh, yeah.
Let the adventure begin.
Is that even a bottle opener?
Yes.
You could use your ring. You could just use your ring to pop it.
But now you can say whose bottle opener you used.
I just held the bottle up like it was a microphone to rebuttal.
I saw that. I saw it.
Counterpoint.
Hey, excuse me. I got the microphone.
Welcome to my podcast.
Rhett's talking into a beer bottle.
Yeah. Right.
That's why this is all funny to the rest of us. Yeah.
That's the joke.
Welcome to my podcast, One Drunk Dad.
You're all outside of Old Man Jenkins' place. You've traveled with Ghoul and her cohorts. You've got your own group. You've got Big Craig here. And the ghost of an old man has beckoned you to come inside. It's a bit misty and cold out here. You're in the upper mountains just north of Quilton Bay, just southwest of Brighton. What do you guys do?
Well, I accept the invite.
All right. Yeah, you see this like large two-story house. You know, vines and plants have overgrown it over the past few decades. But it, you know, it seemed like at least it was well-kept when it was... lived in.
Simon,
Can I insight check this ghost?
This is...
You can give me an insight
like,
check.
I just want to know...
This
like,
is Old Man Jenkins
with advantage.
Ooh.
You mean ghosts. The guy back from back in the day?
Yeah, the stories, you know...
He's dead, though, right?
Yeah, well, but there's...
15.
There's
15.
Ghosts in this world.
What
so.
Are you What are you hoping to kind of learn about the brief interaction you had?
The intentions, whether seemingly ill... or not.
Sure, absolutely. The sense that you got from the ghost when kind of boomed out and said, come on in, is excitement of people.
Oh. He's excited.
So you know, you talk to ghosts all the time, right, Ben?
Right, yeah. Remember the accordion ghost?
Well, I bet he knows like a lot of ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's been around for quite a while. What if we go talk to him and convince him to take a ghost army to Quilton with us?
Like Return of the King.
That's pretty sick.
That would be dope. Well, ghost armies are a thing, right?
Well, if it's a lone ghost in an abandoned house, he might not actually know a lot of ghosts.
But maybe the other ghosts don't like him because of all the stories about
him.
What
if he's the weird ghost?
Yeah, he's a recluse.
He is a weird guy.
People don't want to make friends with
him.
We
all had stories about Old Man Jenkins.
Yeah.
Maybe the other ghosts
that
know.
Might be, had to be careful during night crawlers.
That might be why this is called Old Man Jenkins' house instead of like the Fellowship of Quilton Ghosts
the happy
or something.
Ghost.
You know, like I feel like there are some warning signs.
Yeah. I just maybe. Like the idea of having a ghost army. And when are we going to get another chance to get a ghost army? I mean, we could have done it when we were in what is that place called, Port of Stone? But.
I just don't think
didn't.
That the ghost of an old pervert is really going to get us a...
What's scarier, though, really?
I mean, yeah, that's
well,
really
oh,
quite
yeah, I guess
terrifying.
If we send him in first and he's just kind of going, you know,
perhaps
with his hands, kind of wiggling his fingers all in
perhaps he could beat off our enemies with both hands.
He could what?
Yeah,
beat off our enemies with both hands.
Oh, you're making a sexual pun.
Ghoul kind of comes up. She's got her... caravan, thanks, and cool. Everyone's kind of like kind of stopped for the moment. Has come up and says, "What's going on? Or we wanting to stop here at the house?
Well, there's
a ghost up there.
That old man ghost is beckoning us.
Yeah, that seems spooky and not our problem.
Well, there's a history there.
I don't know if you've ever adventured with us a whole lot, if you know how we adventure.
No,
but if it seems not pertinent to the most important plot point, we will go do that thing.
Mm-hmm. I used to be young too. We got in all kinds of adventures. Yes,
we certainly let fate guide us.
Gotcha. Well, we'll stick around here for a bit. We could probably make camp, take a rest.
What do you remember about Old Man Jenkins?
I've heard the stories.
We'll tell you if they're true or not. Why don't you recite them to us?
I don't know if y'all remember, but I really showed up when you all were kids. So I was never there for any of the Old Man Jenkins stuff. That was before my time.
Right.
But we were just kids, you know. They didn't tell us the whole story of Old Man Jenkins.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only heard rumors around at the bar. I put faith in about 10% of it.
Sure. Yeah, he never did anything to me, so...
Well,
it sounded really defensive.
As far as I know, he was dead when you were all growing up.
Okay, I just want to be sure that no one ever did anything to me.
Hey, so. Everyone, can we be quiet for one second?
I'm fine.
Val? Val?
Mm-hmm. It does seem like maybe there's something to talk about there.
I'm doing good. Yes, let's go talk to this old ghost.
He lived in a monastery. I mean,
you guys,
something happened.
Maybe you guys go in the front. I'll just hang back.
Sure, I'm kind of like the ghost ambassador.
You are. That's what I'm saying. Is you're kind of the ghost guy.
I'll back you up, Ben.
And I put my arm around Val and I say, "Hey, man."
I quickly brush his hand up. I'm fine.
Don't touch me.
All right.
No, really, it's fine. I don't like touch.
So, Ghoul, we're thinking about the fact that maybe Old Man Jenkins has some connections for Ghost Army. So,
okay,
we're going to go check that out.
If you can get a Ghost Army, that'd be great.
Have you ever had one?
No. I fought a Ghost Army before.
Oh. Mm.
They were dead.
It was bad, though, right?
It was difficult.
Really hard to do.
It was frustrating because they kept coming back.
Okay. Yeah. So, they would be good to have.
We never beat them.
Oh.
We just kept, they were kind of like antagonizing us while we were dealing with a crypt of ancient horrors.
Hmm. Oh.
God, it sounds like
they were
such
one
cool
of such
adventures.
Ancient horrors.
Would you say that you ancient technically what? Won, like, overall that horror. Encounter? Or
I mean, what? That specific one, no, but I think we won the war.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, we're going to go talk to Old Man Jenkins.
All right, we're going to post up. All right. See, Ghoul goes back to her cohorts, and they start kind of getting things ready as you all approach this grand manor.
Ahoy, Spirit.
This large house.
We're going to enter now.
Jenkins?
Do we have your permission?
You don't see the ghost anymore, but you get just a ghostly sense that they're listening, maybe?
Out of game question. Yep. So when we...
How do we kill ghosts?
How do I kill ghosts? We camped and took a full rest, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. It's been a few days.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Continue. Absolutely. You may now.
You guys get up to the large double doors. Who's opening the door?
Oh, well.
Okay. All right.
Simon. Together.
You open the door. It doesn't,
you get the left one.
Hand on hand.
Quite
yeah.
move.
That's the one that is.
Pull a little more, and some of the crusted growth around the door frame buckles and breaks away, and you open up the double doors into this interior home, which is cobwebby and dusty. The furniture all seems to be in one piece. There's a few things that are busted, a few broken windows, some plants and fungus that are starting to grow in here. This place has been abandoned for years, for sure.
I definitely get that impression Jenkins hasn't had visitors.
Yeah.
As you step inside, you do get this kind of sense of unease, though.
Oh.
This is very much a haunted house.
Have we?
As you good haunting because of the ghost that beckons you here.
Oh.
I'll go ahead and pop a detect magic 60 feet.
Okay. Taking a sniff and a look around for anything magical. There's the things of magic that you all carry. Beyond that is just a general sense of hauntedness. No specific magic in this house at all.
We're looking for the
hauntedness.
Hauntedness. I mean, you get that vibe. That
for sure.
You know, there's
and there's a magical aura to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have
there's,
we?
Some
are we
necrotic
familiar
aura.
With this place at all?
I don't think you've been out this far.
Okay,
this is pretty far. It's off the beaten trail. This route that is being taken is an abandoned route that was redone by the Dreskus.
Okay.
Oh, hey there, genial spirit whom I saw from the window who beckoned us in.
And you see the staircase at the far wall. Ghost just starts to walk down and says, "Welcome, welcome. Thank you for coming in. Travelers have been coming by over the years, and none of them like to enter this house. It is so good to meet people. Please, come in. Enjoy yourselves. Have some conversation."
You're Jenkins, right?
I am Theodore P. Jenkins. Good to meet you. I'm glad my reputation precedes me.
You're from Quilton, right?
I am from Quilton, born and raised.
Yeah.
You're all from Quilton?
We're also boys of Quilton.
Well, it is so good to meet all of you, and kind of comes up to shake whoever's closest's hand.
I'll shake his hand.
Cold, ghostly grip. It's barely there. You get the impression that your hand is being shaken.
Mm. Mr. Jenkins, I'm just curious. In life, who were you?
I was Theodore P. Jenkins.
No, I mean, like, what was your job? What was your profession?
Oh, I had many different professions, but for the most part, I was a record keeper for the docks.
We thinking, like, vinyl or...
Oh, no. Fishery status reports, number of fish in, poundages, things like that. I was a bit of a bookworm growing up, and...
But why do you have such a big house now if you were just a bookkeeper?
Not a lot of people know how to keep books, or write, or...
Were you a criminal? You're dead now, you can
question.
Just tell us the truth.
I plan to. a criminal, yes, I would say so. I would say I was a criminal in some perspectives. Vigilante in others.
Interesting. Who are you vigilantizing?
Who was I vigilantizing?
Yeah.
I don't know if that is a verb.
Yeah.
That could be.
Is that the recipient of the vigilante action?
Criminals.
Well, anybody we would know work from Quilton.
I'm not sure who you know.
Like the Foot Clan? Or...
The Foot
Clan. Were you
Clan,
around when Alistair came?
No, I don't know of an Alistair.
Oh.
I don't know if you are aware of what your reputation was after you passed.
Yeah.
I would hope that it was good. I kept books well for the docks.
Oh, heavens.
The keeping of the tale is good and... throughout
well established.
You yes. are
yes.
Yeah. Well,
good.
Why don't you have a seat?
Please. You've been such a terrible host. Please, yes, sit. And he goes over to a chair and finds himself a spot and offers you all.
Chairs are
all kind of covered in sheets and dust.
Like, obviously, we're not worried about this because we're here. So this is just what they say about you now.
We have
some
bad
We'd
news.
Love to hear about my...
They say
life.
That you preferred young children.
Preferred them?
Yeah.
To what?
Adults. People of age
well,
who
they
can
have
consent
a much
legally in the eyes of...
brighter look on life, so I imagine that...
There was, like, stories
true?
In a cave, like, outside of town.
The stories of the cave got out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That
Those
is not
stories.
Good.
Okay. I'm just going to... Like, they think you're a pedophile.
A gasp. The whole house gasps
the
in surprise.
House.
The windows shutter. The curtains flare up.
It seems planned, really, that gasp.
I roll an insight on that gasp.
Yeah. Roll me an insight check.
With advantage?
With advantage, because this is a ghost.
24.
You feel the gasp, and you feel the hurt inside of it.
Oh.
And the depth that his would-be heart has fallen to at this accusation.
Obviously, we don't believe it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in here. But
no, I didn't know anyone knew of the caves and what I did there. I was no pedophile. I killed them.
Oh.
I murdered those that would torture children.
That's pretty awesome.
I brought them to the caves and... using a bit of illusion magic to make sure I knew they were a perpetrator of crime, I push them into the cave, where they would be killed either upon hitting the floor or by the creatures beneath.
Or by the rocks that I hurled at them.
Yes, sometimes they were quite squirmy, and you'd have to throw big rocks down there.
All right, so
still
you...
still creeping me out.
So you murdered people who hurt children.
Yes, I lured them to the caves.
That's pretty
cool. I heard whispers that
well, that's great.
People would hurt children, and I would bring them to the caves and enact justice.
Well, the reputation is that you hurt children.
Oh, I knew doing it in secret might backfire, but this goes to show what gossip would get you, not the truth.
Well, you know, there's a bad person to children in charge of Quilton now.
Oh, it hurts my soul to hear that.
He's in charge of the whole town, and I mean, maybe you could reclaim your reputation marching down in there as a ghost.
Well, if you're from Quilton and you're headed there, you could tell of my reputation. Write the story. Tell the truth.
It's a big job, though.
You all seem confident.
To be honest, you know, the optics of me going into town suddenly being on Old Man Jenkins' side
It's not a good look for
us. It's not really a good look.
I understand. It is not a priority
them,
of mine to clear my name.
And then telling them, no, it's okay. His ghost told me the truth.
I understand how
right.
It sounds,
yeah,
yes.
It sounds...
No need, then. Let the memory be as it is.
But
I've enacted my justice.
Maybe you could go and push Alistair into the cave.
That would be grand. If I had a body and I was alive, I think I might. But
we have a giant skeleton.
That is a big skeleton.
No,
good to meet you,
don't,
sir.
Don't possess the skeleton. No. It's
no.
Big Craig.
I mean, my soul is tied to this house. I made sure to have this be a place where I would be called back to. It's not a place I can leave.
Do you wish
my
to
next
stay?
Stop is the afterlife.
Do you wish to stay here?
Oh, yes, for a while at least. I've got, well, actually this may be a problem you could all help me with. I've got some rats in my basement that I like to keep under control, and they've gotten a little...
About 10 of them, would you say?
Oh, more than that?
Oh, no.
I mean, I stopped keeping count of all the men I murdered in the cave, but I've trapped all their souls in my basement. They've been a little troublesome as of recent times. The spirit world is a mess.
Yeah, so wait, there was some stuff going on with like a big bird and like, yeah, I don't know if you know Rock City. Stone.
Rock City, no.
Stonefell?
No.
Stonefell?
No, I think Rock City is a lyric in an 80s song of some sort.
You're thinking of Teller's Call.
Teller's Call.
Rock
there's,
City.
Yeah, there's like
Aretha Rock.
There's like a big bird
from the
there.
Hit episode.
Rock in the Suburbs.
Something about Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
I think I perhaps have heard of Teller's Call. There was some women in the docks that hailed from there.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. What about Teller's Call?
Oh, there was... We went into the, like, afterlife thing. It was really cold and cool. And
you went to the spirit world, the realm of the ethereal.
Yeah, it was awesome. We saw this great big bird, and the bird, like, got really upset at something that was there. And he decided to dig it up, and then he turned into, like, a beast, and we cut it in half.
An amazing story. Grand adventures. Please, tell me more.
Then, like, half of it flew off, and it was weird.
All right, what do we get if we help you?
I am a ghost and really have nothing to offer.
Do the basement of your house, like, lead into Quilton, or...
Not that I'm aware.
Will you swear fealty to us, and we can, like, put your house on wheels and wheel you into Quilton, or...
I mean, that sounds like a fair amount of work, but that... I would... I don't know how that's me giving you something, but that sounds great, yes. If you do this for me, you'll put wheels on my house and bring it to Quilton?
No, that's way too much
work. Just an idea. Or we can take it piece by piece and put it in my bag.
I really don't want to be associated
with the same house
Jenkins,
at that point.
Like when we go home.
House of Theseus, you know.
I was going to say House of Theodore P. Jenkins.
Oh, please tell me of your other adventures. I have been in a desert of my own making. I haven't talked with anyone who wasn't a degenerate for years.
Well, what do you want to know about? We can tell you anything.
I mean, any stories. I am thirsty for tales.
We one time made him climb through a latrine in a ship to escape.
All the stories.
I forgot about
that. Of all the things that we've done. That's
one of the most memorable.
Well, I was just going chronological.
I was going chronological.
It sounds like a harrowing tale.
We
scatological.
Competed in these trials and got our friend married.
Yeah, we did that
very
too.
Very fun.
Close friend.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
We participated in a... what was that? The tournament, the arena.
Yeah, there,
a tournament.
Oh yeah,
we had
killed a really bad guy.
We got two orcs.
Always good, you know that. It's a check mark in my book.
You just killed a really bad guy. We had dinner inside of a vampire's like thing under the water.
Yes, we bested a vampire lord in combat.
My friend Val even has. The aspect of
deity. I've taken on like the aspect of some kind of demon thing.
A demon?
No, something like
terrifying.
That. I'm not quite
he
sure.
He uses it to punish people who prey on children, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's this chain.
Amazing. You see, he kind of flares up and he's like, is that a chain? Are you in service to Torog?
Yes, yes.
Well, not in service. Not in service.
I know of Torog myself. I've learned much about punishing those and torturing those who need punished and tortured.
I got these really cool socks, and I like put up my hands and open and close the blue socks.
Those look very warm.
Goodness. They keep me like I don't get like super cold in them.
Oh, that is fantastic.
And they look really cool.
My goodness, I'm cold literally all of the time. That sounds
you
like
try
a
them
treat.
On?
I sure, go ahead.
A hand.
Go through his hands. He's like, oh, it did feel slightly warm as they passed through.
And I pick him up and I just hold him at his hands.
Oh, this is so nice.
I was.
It's like the memory of a fire.
Aww.
I was raised by a hag until I died and she removed half of my soul from my corpse at the bottom of the ocean.
By the gods, what a tale!
Thanks.
This is the first time hearing of this.
What? I mean, this
you were
is...
there.
You've been there the whole time.
Years without conversation. This is the first I get grand tales of adventurers. Well, I am.
I'm curious.
Of please
tell us your tales. So you must have seen another calming, right, in your time?
No, I never got to witness the calming. I knew it had been.
There's a calming now. Is this the first calming that you've ever been?
This is the first one.
Wow.
This is probably why things have been changing recently.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, what? We also faced the storm. Yeah, one the by storm one. He tried to call us off of our quest to purify his.
I see. The storm.
Yeah, the storm, you know?
The one of the inner channels.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's a dastardly being, as far as I know.
He's been
some sort
hounding
of
us.
Maelstrom from the abyss that Melora keeps a chain on.
Yeah. Well, we're that chain now.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So we're going to go back to Quilton. We're going to whip the shit out of his herald.
What? When
Fantastic.
Did your bookkeeping end? Like, when? I mean, probably
like
when you passed
ago?
Away. But
time has been a
mayor?
Funny thing.
Who's the mayor of Quilton? We got a long-running quilt going.
Of course. It would have
you know the
been...
quilt.
Yeah. Of course.
Lathornia, I believe, right. And that name, like you have to
like
really
30
think.
Mayors ago,
and it was like at least 20 years ago. So it was the mayor, you know, right before your time.
Oh,
interesting.
Before we came upon you on this road, have you seen anyone else traveling along this road down to Quilton?
Yes,
before,
of course. They've,
right before us.
Right before you. I mean. What was the last one I saw? Would have been, I think, a few days ago. Traveled down. They should be making a trip back up in another day or so. It's usually how it goes. I don't... Maybe a few days. Like I said, days are tough for me. The mist has been, ever present. But yeah, usually, I would say probably once or twice a week, there's a shipment that comes down and then back up wherever they go.
If you enjoyed our conversation and tales of thrilling adventure, might we beg a favor of you?
Please, if I'm able to offer it, I will.
Perhaps anybody who comes... We're traveling south, right? To Quilton, south?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Perhaps anybody traveling south from the Drescu compound, you can, like, waylay them somehow?
Oh, I see.
Like,
lure
them into your house and then, like, murder them?
I've been trying to get them to come into my house for years now, and they have not
done so. Is there anything we can do? Like, can we build, like, some makeshift fences to, like, route them to your front door?
Perhaps, yes. If you damage the roadway in some way, then perhaps they'll have to... I mean, that'll make them stop. And if they come here for supplies, if they come into my domain, I can do...
We could stage this. We could restage this as like a
little shop,
yeah.
Like a little trading post.
Yeah.
I would imagine they would know that something has changed. Well, they see it.
Sure.
They pass by here often.
Right. So all the more intriguing, right?
Yeah.
True, very true. I mean, that's if you do something to the road to, you know, make sure that they have to stop here for at least a while, they'll probably make their way inside the house.
Just like us.
Just like you have here. And from there, I can do what I need to. Tell me about these people, though. As far as I can tell, they're simple merchants.
Well, yeah, but they...
there's a bit more to
they
them.
They human traffic people.
Oh, I see.
We were victims of that in the very beginning.
And they've...
Oh, yes, technically.
Their entire operation is to ensure that wars keep happening all around.
Yeah, and you know how bad wars are
for kids. I see. Absolutely terrible. Yeah. The amount of orphans made in a war is just... Oh, it hurts me. Well, if they are war profiteers, then I will have fun with them.
Oh, good.
All yes, right. Absolutely. Anyone that comes by, just make sure to bypass the road, and I will haunt the bejesus out of them.
Sweet.
We could possibly fell a couple trees and put them in the road.
That'd be
easy
enough.
You know? Right, and then a sign. I like that idea, too. It says, like...
Do we have a dead horse or anything I can put in the road? No? Okay. Why is everyone looking at me like that?
Why do you want to kill a horse?
I don't want to kill a horse. I just asked if he had a dead horse.
Why do you so desperately want to murder a horse?
I hate horses. I mean,
there's some horse skeletons in the barn.
See, if I hadn't asked.
Oh, no. Well, anyway, otherwise, do you have any, like, magic chests?
Couple trees,
or, wait, should
horse
we go help
skeleton.
These rats or these things? These spirits?
I mean, if you're able to, it would be helpful to me. There's a... magical prison I created to put the souls of those who were killed in the cave.
Oh, right.
To make sure that their souls were tormented and imprisoned for as long as possible before they passed on to the next life.
Not allowed to
I wanted to make
peace.
Sure their pain was visceral and real, not only in this life, but in the next one.
Anybody we'd know?
I would hope not. But the prison has... It's the boundaries between the soul-capturing portion of the prison and the material world and the spirit world. Cracks have formed. And they now... I was capturing them as they escaped and putting them back in the prison. And now they've kind of gotten wise and are protecting the prison and the basement. And it is just... It's too much work for one poor soul.
So, what would you like to see happen?
If you could kill the ghosts in my basement, those rat bastards.
Outright, like...
Well, I mean, they're dead, sure. But you've fought ghosts. I mean, you have grand adventures.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, are they powerful ghosts, or are we just...
No, they're terrible ghosts. They're just... They're degenerates and perverts.
Is there a Okay. Is there a surefire way to end a ghost with a particular type of weapon we would need?
Particular? No, I mean, if you have any sort of magical weapons, that would be helpful.
I have a crab sword.
Okay, there we go.
Is it a magical crab?
Yeah, I came from Ballora.
Then probably
Ballora
would work. Any sort of divine magic often expels ghosts, though.
Oh,
I would ask you not to send them beyond this life.
No, right.
Keep their souls here.
What if we put them in my bag?
If you can put them in a bag that holds ghost souls, then
I mean,
do it.
Do the rules say you can't do that with a bag of holding?
I don't know. I've never checked the instruction manual. It's been lost to the ages.
Then we have our ghost army of degenerates and perverts.
I choose That's you, pervert
ghost. Oh my god, we just invented Pokemon.
I choose you, pedophile.
Level one. He uses splash.
He's a burner. Yeah, he's a burner one.
Yeah, you always put them out first, yeah. Bring them back in, substitute out for your level 5.
They don't level up. They only level down. Once they get to level 0, then they're gone.
Oh. Good. Good riddance.
Yeah.
Do we really want to go...
and do the ghosts?
Kill ghosts.
Not really.
Do we
but,
really care about this? It's. I think it's.
I understand. You all seem to have your priorities well, all over the place. Like, I mean,
well,
you
at
the same seem time, like a. There's a lot that you need to do.
At the same time,
how long
they
do
are
you
ghosts
think this will
of
take?
Pedophiles?
Can we do the ghosts as like a montage? If you think it's going to be easy, can we just like roll some dice and be done with it? Or like.
I mean.
Like an over under kind of a yeah. thing?
I don't.
It's gonna take a bit of an effort.
It would take a bit
like,
of an effort.
If we got
to
roll initiative,
I'm not able to do it myself.
If we got to roll initiative,
question,
then like maybe
if
we'll
we
just go
do
cut
this,
trees.
Will this get us to the next level? Is this the last?
I'm not
bit
sure.
Of experience
it depends
points?
On oh. what level you're trying to get to, what your path may be, potentially. But we never know our future until we arrive to it.
To me, that's enough. What he just said is enough.
Let's go, boys. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. We're killing ghost pedophiles.
Let's just leave them until
this is
they're...
like the coolest mission we've ever gotten.
And plus, they're ghosts, so if we kill them just the right way, they'll keep coming back, and we just keep beating them down.
Oh, we could farm.
And their souls will go back to their prison if they try and escape, and just kill them again, and they'll go back.
What do you guys think? A year-long montage?
All right, let's go do this.
Level 10, here we come.
We come out, we can't be out here because we're so used to fighting ghosts.
We arrive in Quilton level 20.
Like all the evil people have already overrun it, and it's like
yeah.
established.
Our families like, are all yeah. long gone.
But we're level 20.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Jenkins, it sounds like we're going to take care of your ghost problem.
I am so appreciative. Well, let me show you the way to the basement. After that, I will leave it up to you.
You're not going
to
like log us
can
in
I
there.
Can I insight check?
I was just going to say. I am not able to actually... I could log. It is my house. I can log. I could. I'm not going to.
Okay. Can I
insight,
run one more
please, guys.
On him? Like yes. another
18 insight?
Insight.
18 insight?
7.
7 insight? It's old man Jenkins. You're not sure how to feel about it.
He's throwing everybody's radar off.
22.
Oh, 22? Come on.
He seems overjoyed that you're taking this on.
I don't. That's way
right,
dodgy.
But I was more looking into the
yes.
into the his excitement at leading us into this room with a bunch of ghost pedophiles. Like, did it seem like he was excited for the wrong reasons?
All you know is
he seems excited.
Right, but like at our demise or at the fact that we're going to solve a problem for him?
The fact that you'll solve a problem for him. Like he's
two problems
excited that this problem that he's had
okay.
Is going to be solved.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Here's the deal. Let's just go take care of the ghosts and...
What if every ghost is like, my name's Billy, I was 5.
And he's like, and then we go up and he's like, well, children on children crime is a problem.
Oh no, 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 no.
Okay. No.
All right, this is taking a dark turn.
All right, we're gonna
it's
go down.
It's been pretty dark since
if,
we started.
If it's been a if it's a problem with him locking us in, we'll just kill him when we're done too, guys. This is what
right.
we do.
Let's go in. We're going into.
It
the
can't
basement.
Be any He's, harder he, than Perva.
He takes you past where the kitchen area is. There's a cellar door that leads downstairs to a basement. He points out the door to you. It is locked from this side. He says. The door is right here. If you proceed downstairs, you'll see the pantry where all the food was kept. I wouldn't eat any of it. It's probably gone bad. But in there is another door that will lead you down to the water cistern underground. And, well, I mean, you'll see it down there. You'll see. It's a large,
pretty
like,
obvious.
Blue crystal that's, like, protruding out of the rock. And
have you seen any like eggs that like go to other dimensions and stuff?
By God, I wish I did. That sounds amazing.
Okay. We saw some cool eggs. That
yes.
go to other dimensions that are like black and
terrifying.
Yeah, it was pretty
yeah,
bad.
Like a large vulture.
What dimensions did it go to?
I don't know.
They seemed kind of bland. There
yeah.
was like bugs in them.
There was really nasty bugs that
nasty
might control
bug
you.
Dimension.
They might control you.
Ooh. Terrifying.
But no portals like that down there.
No portals as far as I can tell.
Is this who we're talking to?
Pretty much.
I want to see.
Sure.
He's even got an egg in his hand.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. Good news, everyone. I found someone to kill the ghost pervert in my basement.
He would definitely, but if it was a professor, he would be happy to be sending us to our deaths.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. We would have incited him and it would have been like, yes.
Well, you're not, if you don't, actually, I'll just take the key with me.
Right.
And we'll relock it when we come back. Just so you don't lock us in, okay?
But he's a ghost. He's
of
like,
course. I don't believe there's a key.
How do we open it?
It's just it's a lock from this side.
Oh right.
So it's just if you can take the door with you.
Yeah.
I don't plan on locking you in, but whatever measures you need to feel safe. I understand I'm a ghost and this is scary.
Does it look like there's any sort of weird magical component to this lock that isn't?
I unlock it.
It unlocks. It looks like a fairly standard, just taking a look at it, it just looks like a standard door lock. Like
and
a
you
metal
did your
lock.
Detect magic thing, right?
I didn't detect anything within 60 feet of the doorway.
True.
And okay. I open the door.
You open the door?
And I go downstairs.
And you start heading downstairs.
We close the door and we lock it behind
us. Follow Ben.
That's cool.
There's no lock on the other side of the door.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're on the other side. Ben's on.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yes. Ben, you're alone in the staircase.
That's okay. I go and I solve this problem by myself. No, I talk to the ghost. I talk the ghost into submission.
I am with him.
Yeah.
We all are. It was a goof, guys.
You all head downstairs.
It's a goof.
You'll make
you're
a cannon.
Afraid of the dark.
You get to the pantry.
I hereby.
And you see it was a storeroom full of food and stuff, and it's all overgrown, and half of it is just overtaken by growing mushrooms that are breaking through the foundation of this place.
Light a torch.
Hey.
Light a torch. It kind of catches some of the cobwebs.
Ooh.
My dark vision.
But it goes away quickly.
Yeah, I don't have that. We always have this argument.
Yeah.
Thanks for dropping by, friend. In the meantime, why don't you visit bit.ly/humblein? And buy yourself something fancy on Humble Bundle. Help us keep the ale flowing around here. You can also leave our bartenders and troopers a tip over at patreon.com/inatTheEnd. We hope to see you here next week. Until then, grab your sword and keep on adventuring.